Let's get a check on some other conversations that our listeners are having. Yesterday, we talked about how, for the first time in U.S. history, women are now the majority in the workforce, have more college degrees than men, and are increasingly visible on the nation's political stage. You can catch that conversation on our site, thetakeaway.org. But does this news mean that the balance of power is shifting?
Men and women have very different levels of control in very different spheres. Women have tremendous control in the social structure. For instance, women make the majority of decisions about the size of the family, where a family is going to live, and that sort of thing. So I think it's a mistake to try to think that you're measuring them both against one axis.
That's from a listener in Jefferson City, Missouri, calling us at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
And all over our website, thetakeaway.org, Austin from Oklahoma writes, clearly women still face challenges in the macro-social arena, like business and politics. But in the micro-social world, particularly romantic relationships, I think women hold significantly more power than men.
That's from Austin in Oklahoma City. And on Facebook, the conversation continued. Who has more power, men or women? Diane posts that women are a, quote, majority of the workforce and still not earning equal pay. What do you think, she says?
Now, that got Boris to write back, the female-dominated fields are not well compensated, but they provide very stable long-term employment. I've worked in the healthcare industry, and men only gravitate towards executive positions and technical specializations. As for politics, I think credit must be given to many of these women rising in politics. There's no mystical power system fueling their rise other than many of them have built a solid constituency and enrolled the best political teams.
So what's your take? You can call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post your comment on our website, thetakeaway.org. Do you think women or men have more power?
And there's certainly plenty to talk about when you look at those primary elections that we just saw. This past Tuesday, the women had the power, but I think the question is, does that stick as we go forward?
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.